Time for our daily tech and business report. Today we're joined by Bloomberg's Brody Ford. PC makers are hoping artificial intelligence can revive slumping sales figures, which have been on the decline the last couple of years. We're talking about companies like Microsoft and Qualcomm now marketing AI PCs with features embedded on the desktop. So, Brody, how are these AI PCs going to be different?
Yeah, so, I mean, the big problem right now is they're not too different, you know? So they have this new type of hardware on the device called the neural processing unit, and that's in addition to other computer parts that have been standard for decades. And the idea is that this will help speed up artificial intelligence tasks, right? Like running a chat bot, generating images. And so far, a lot of Microsoft software has some new kind of AI features you can do with the device, but there isn't a ton of new AI software specifically for these devices. A lot of the things they're marketing, a lot of the new features, are things that you really could have done over the internet already. And so it's a promising piece of technology, but one that is still quite nascent.
And this is the tough part about being an early adopter, right?
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's super cool. There's some funny things you can do, some interesting ones. Like you can do a live translation of audio that by all accounts works pretty well. I mean, that's really cool. You can generate images on device. But there aren't a lot of so-called killer apps that will really change the way you work, right? And so I think in the coming years, we may see more types of software that can do AI on the device, meaning, you know, you could be in airplane mode or you could do it without having to have great internet connection. But there isn't a ton today if you were to go buy one of these devices.
Now, for your Bloomberg story, you talked to someone who said the AI features on the PCs right now are kind of like a gimmick. What do they mean?
Yeah, totally. Because, I mean, you know, if you go to the store, you go to the Best Buy and see what they can do, they might pull up an application where you can type in, generate a picture of a dog frolicking in a field. That's cool, right? But it doesn't really change the way you work. It's not going to make you a ton more efficient, except for in pretty narrow use cases. Same for the translation. Like, that's very cool, but it feels more like a tech demo at this point than something that's going to be this kind of revolutionary force that we keep hearing AI is meant to be.
It sounds like here's this new tool. You guys figure out what the cool thing to do, how you can use it. That's what they're doing. They're saying, hey, you play with it.
Absolutely. Because, you know, in the Bay Area, we all know that the emphasis over the last decade or so has been on software. And a lot of that software comes through the internet. It's not really running on the computer. A lot of the coolest stuff is happening in the Chrome browser on some new website. The promise of these AI PCs is that you can process it right there on the computer, which will make it faster, make it more privacy efficient. But we're hearing that some of these larger software makers, right, the Salesforces, the Adobe Photoshops, they're not really seeing a reason to rush it out quite yet. I mean, it might be coming further down the line, but even some of these corporate software giants are not quite signing up on the AI PC wave at this moment.
It doesn't sound like this is going to be the thing that will boost sales.
You know what? What's funny is it still could be, because at the end of the day, AI PC sounds awesome, right? I mean, if I'm about to buy, right, because a lot of people bought new computers during the pandemic, and they're kind of due to buy a new one anyway.
Okay.
And so you might say to yourself, hey, look, if I have to buy one anyway, I'll spend the extra $200 to get an AI PC, because what if there's some new apps I want to use in a year, right? So I think there is absolutely a reality, though, where this does help boost sales, even if today it's not insanely impressive.
Okay, so go ahead and buy the capability, even though I don't know how I'm going to use it yet.
You know, that is actually what Dell CEO Michael Dell told me a month or two ago, that, look, if you're going to buy a new computer, are you going to buy the one that's not an AI PC? Or are you going to buy the AI PC? Because, dang, there's going to be some really cool capabilities, and I don't want to get left behind on that. I mean, they're quite a bit more expensive at this point, but I imagine, you know, as the year goes on, you get to those Christmas sales, the price difference might not be so huge that you're not willing to say, man, I'll put down an extra $150 to make sure I can be part of the AI revolution.
Well, people are going to be putting it on their Christmas wish list. Brody, thanks very much for the reporting. That is Bloomberg's Brody Ford. You can hear our tech and business report weekdays at 12:30 here on KCBS. And for more, you can tune in to Bloomberg Technology weekdays at 8 a.m.